Rookies against the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. Scoreless so far in the first quarter. Shot up. Put back, missed. Lady Eagles, Mia with the diving save off the baseline. And a foul on the play. Foul on the floor. Nope, there we go. Shooting foul, that's what I thought. We'll have the rookies. I believe this is Ariel Newman, if I'm not mistaken, shooting. And I have to apologize for the names. I'm doing the camera work and doing the play-by-play. I watched it off the camera, and it doesn't always have the best visual for players. Both those opportunities miss. Rookies get the ball back inbounds. Long three, short of the rim, out of bounds. Eagle ball. Score still 0-0. Lady Eagles, the big win last night. Senior night for Ariana Wilson. Ooh, Morgan. Looks at the shot, says no, passes it down the line. Misty takes it back out behind the perimeter. She'll connect with Morgan. Nice handoff and great movement of the ball here. Pick and roll. Just the bread and butter. Oh, good steal by the rookies there. And they'll have the ball and they'll look at the basket. Tight defense, forcing a turnover. Nope, ball gets poked out, saved by the rookies. Still scoreless here. Minute and a half into the first quarter. Rookies for three. Nice line. Drain it. Three-pointer for the rookies of King Cove. First points of the game. Here comes Ariana. She'll answer back for three. A little long. Picked up by the rookies. Coast to coast, hard layup off the backboard. Rookies get their own rebound, and they'll send it back outside the perimeter. Mary May with the ball. Into the post, back outside, long three. Missed. Ball goes out of bounds. Sandpoint possession. Boys are coming on at around 7 o'clock. We appreciate you tuning in here to the Sandpoint Sports Network and KSDP, bringing you all the basketball games and opportunities to watch them live for free here in Sandpoint. So make sure you come on down if you're in Sandpoint or King Cove. The gate's on us. Sandpoint still scoreless here in the first quarter. 3-0 in favor of the rookies. Rookies at the ball. Shot for three. Just a little short. 5:20 left in the first quarter. 3-0. Sandpoint motioning for the timeout. So far, unable to convert on offense, the Sandpoint Eagles have kept several three-point opportunities at bay, but haven't gotten anything on the board. They came out to a quick lead yesterday and dominated pretty much the entire way through, winning by over 20 points. I know that rookies have only won once this season against Sandpoint. We'll see if they can get a second win out of the season against the Lady Eagles. They'll be going to regionals in Bristol Bay here shortly, and then hopefully state after that. 5:21 left in the first quarter. Sandpoint will have the ball. There's the inbound pass to Ariana Wilson. She'll bring it up for the Lady Eagles. Cut to the right, drive in the lane, takes it all the way, and gets fouled to the basket. Trying something different here. Sandpoint runs a pick-and-roll offense, which is really just the bread and butter of basketball for the last several decades. Very effective where you set up opportunities by screening a player, breaking the defense off of the one with the ball, and if it doesn't take, the offense will then roll into a reset. Sharp shooter, Ariana Wilson, has just been lethal from the free throw line. Really barely missing. That one, I think, was a miss. And There's the ball in motion. Missed pass. It's going to go out of bounds. All right. Ball in hand for Ariana. She moves across. Taking it to the right-hand side. Pass onto the corner. Morgan for three at the top of the key. Drains it. Sandpoint now with a 4-3 lead. Ball now in the hands of the rookies. Tipped up. They'll move it back into the paint. And travel called there as they were trying to move into the paint. Tight defense here. Sandpoint has played a killer defense all season, man-to-man. And they've done a really good job applying heavy pressure. Misty, way outside, takes it in. Left really unguarded. She could have taken some shots there. Forced layup by Morgan won't go down. Rebound to the rookies, but stolen by Anna. She finds Mia, who hands off to Precious. And Precious will take it outside the perimeter. Feed it into Mia, who does a great job powering up into the bottom post. The layup attempt gets a foul, and she'll go to the line for two. Mia at the line, first attempt, high arc. Oh, just over the rim, into the net. Beautiful switch. Second attempt also good. Rookies with the ball. Score 6-3 with under 4 to go here in the first quarter. Rookies on the outside moving the ball around to the top of the key. Sandpoint Orkinko will drive in, pull back. Sierra Rosilli tightly guarded. Finds help from Mary May. Back to Rosilli who drives in. Passes it to the top of the key. Mary May for three, no good. Rebound by Ariana, who drives fast. Bounces across the post to Morgan, who just can't quite get the ball quick enough. It goes out of bounds off the baseline. Rookies will have possession here. Back outside, still pulling the same offense where they're trying to look for that three-point opportunity. Whistle on the play. Elbowing. Trying to make some room there. Mary May gets called for an elbowing. Shot goes up, missed, out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. Lady Eagles are up by three with less than three to go here in the first quarter. Slow start offensively for both these squads. It's been a long season. I can tell you, having coached and watched and play called many basketball games over the years, I've coached other sports, not basketball. When the season gets to this point, you are nearing that point of burnout. Mary May, again, really doing a three-point pivot, trying to make room. She'll feed it to the free throw line, where trying to see the number here so I can get it, but rookies will go to the free throw line here. Foul as they were driving into the paint. Two shots. Attempt is missed. Second attempt, also off the back of the rim. But the rookies will get the... Nope, Eagles got it. Sorry, there was a fight for the ball there. Looked like the rookies were going to get it. Pull-up jumper by Anna. Won't go down. Rebound to the rookies. King Cove gets the ball back. back into the top of the free throw line, driving to the paint, and another foul. Same play that we saw last time where they pass the ball to the free throw line, and the same player turns into the post and goes for it. First shot goes in. 4 points now for the rookies. Second attempt also good. Sandpoint with the ball. Here comes the Lady Eagles. Anna drives in fast. Nice layup, but that's a little hard off the glass. Eagles with the rebound and the putback also missed. Fighting for the ball. Tight defense. Foul called. Pulling on the arm there by Sandpoint, who was really going hard for that ball. Lady Eagles with 6. King Cove rookies with 5. Tight game here as we come into our final 2 minutes of the first quarter. That tight defense comes into effect again, and this time it's successful for the Eagles as they push they pressure the offense off the court on the sideline. Misty in the corner, gets it, drives in, whistle. And the fouls are really slowing down the pace. We've had so... Wow. Foul against the Eagles on that one. 5 fouls. Which is just... A technical? Oh, no, double bonus. Okay. So it's going to be double bonus with 5 fouls against the Eagles in this quarter. With 1 minute left to go here in the quarter, it's going to be a double bonus opportunity for the rookies every time fouls happen. But the story of the season for the rookies has been no fouls allowed. They cannot foul out. Misty, I think, is in foul trouble. She's going to have to be checked out, and Summer Walls will come in. But yeah, with only 6 players, they have no space for foul trouble. Both attempts on the line missed. Precious gets the rebound. Quick outlet to Anna. Less than a minute here in the quarter. Mia gets behind the defense and puts up a shot just a little too hard over the rim. Rookies get the rebound. Mary Mae brings it up. Again, feeds at the top of the free throw line. Oh, nice pivot to the left by the rookies. They drive in deep, put in a shot from about 10 feet out. No good. And I think another foul against Sandpoint. It will be. Sandpoint playing very intense right now. And they're only up by 31 seconds, but they're going to work themselves into a corner here if they keep going into foul trouble. And 6 fouls in the first quarter. It makes it hard for you to get a rhythm because the game is constantly stopping. But on top of that, they're going to have to watch out and not get in foul trouble. First attempt was missed. Second attempt missed. Summer gets a rebound, and Ariana will bring it up for Sandpoint. 24 seconds left to go in the quarter. Morgan gets it, passes it up back outside the perimeter. Precious drives in the baseline, layup hits the backboard. King Cove on the rebound. Fast transition, 10 seconds left in the quarter. Shot from the top of the key, missed. Out of bounds. With 3.5 seconds left in the first quarter, Sandpoint will throw in. See if they can get enough space. Anna's going to get it. It's going to be a half-court buzzer. She fires it off. Oh, just misses. At the buzzer, end of the first quarter, the score will be 6-5 in favor of Sandpoint, who finds themselves in a little bit of foul trouble and a little bit light in their lead from what they would like to see. We'll be back in 1 minute after a word from our sponsors.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint, Kinko, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
As we go into the second quarter, the Eagles up by 1 point, 6-5, ahead of the rookies from King Cove. Sorry, that'll be T-Jacks wearing the whites today. And I say back-to-back mistakes there. I said T-Jacks, it's the rookies with the ball. Nice steal by Sandpoint. Otto moving real quick on transition, takes it coast-to-coast. Puts it for layup and gets fouled. Story of the first quarter was slow going for offense and foul trouble for Sandpoint. And I say foul trouble, they had six fouls, and so that's a lot more than you want to see in the first quarter. Anna misses on her first attempt, and six fouls won't be a big deal as long as they stay light on fouls this quarter and the third quarter. Missy was checked out. I believe she has at least two to her name, possibly three. Anna misses her second attempt. Rookies get the board, and they take it up. 6-5. Rasili for three. Hits the back of the rim. Precious Kamenunga will bring it down for the Lady Eagles, and Morgan will run it up for Sandpoint. Morgan feeds it to Anna for three. Drains it. First points in quite a few minutes for Sandpoint. 9-5 now in favor of the Lady Eagles. 7:15 left here in the first half. Good steal there. Precious Kamenunga rips the ball out of the hands of the rookies. Sandpoint brings it up. Summer left wide open. Doesn't take the shot. Almost gets the ball stripped. She finds Precious. Foul or whistle. Foul against King Cove. Contact, I believe, on the dribble. Again, 9-5 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Sandpoint throws in a thrown basket. Way outside of Precious. Takes a long three. Just misses off the top of the rim. Morgan trying to steal the ball there. But King Cove holds on to possession. Mary Mae Brandle in the corner. To the yellow line to Rosilli. Mary Mae. Long three. Check it out. Good. And that was way past the perimeter. 9-8 now. Back-to-back threes from both squads, keeping this a one-point game. Anna, top of the perimeter, takes a shot. Just misses to the right. King Cove on the rebound and a fast transition. Morgan Gunnarsson will poke the ball out, but King Cove hangs on. Rookies. Driving to the basket, layup, hits the back rim, and Sandpoint possession as rookies fight for the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. 9-8, with 6 minutes left in the half, Sandpoint up by one. Morgan for three. It's a little hard. King Cove will get the board, and we take it back now. King Cove with the ball, looking for an opportunity to take a lead here with the basket. Nice passing. Brasili's open for three. Hits the front of the rim. Chase for the ball, but it goes out of bounds. Sandpoint possession. Lady Eagles will bring it out, and Anna will take it up. Summer for three. Nice arc, hits the front of the rim. Sandpoint, very effective at running plays typically, has not been running their offense as hard today. Like I was saying earlier, you get to this point in the season, people are been practicing hard, been playing long games. Big screen set up for Mary May on the way outside perimeter. She misses. Sandpoint gets a rebound. Mia will hold it, looking for Anna. And Ariana will bring it up now. Precious in the corner. Passed into Morgan, but nice steal there by King Coke. Rookie's on a fast break. Sandpoint almost steals it twice. That'll make the rookies slow down. Shot from the post, no good. Rookies on the putback, also no good. One more time for good luck. That one won't go down. And that will be a holding call against rookies on the fourth rebound attempt. Almost got it. A little too much contact. 4:35 left to go in the first half. Sandpoint still up by one. 8-9. 3-pointer by Ariana Wilson. Beautiful shot from the top of the key. 12-8 now. The biggest lead that Sandpoint's had, I believe, all game. Rookies now driving up the baseline. Hand off to Mary May. Nice feed to the post. Shot goes up by the rookies. No good. Rebound by Summer Walls. She'll find Ariana, and Anna will take it up fast. Anna loses the ball, but what a recovery. She just turns back around and dives on top of the ball. That forces a foul. Sandpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. Outside the perimeter to Morgan, back to Anna. Summer top of the key for three-pointer. Misses a three, jump ball. Nice growth up there by Mia. Possession will go to King Cove. Substitution for the rookies. 3:47 left to go in the second quarter. Sandpoint still up by four. As I previously stated, the biggest lead of the game so far for Sandpoint. Three-point shot attempt. Oh, sinks it. Just kissing the net. Beautiful three-point shot. And there's a full timeout called by Dantezza. As the Lady Eagles now see their four-point lead erode to 1 point. The score now 12-11. Sandpoint had at least 21 points going into the half last night. And here they are with half that going into the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. So we'll see if the offense for Sandpoint can find its groove. King Cove nipping at their heels. And if they can keep it within 1 point all game, that will be in striking distance to see if they can't come out and etch out a win. They have not had a lead. They've always been within 1 to 2 points. They're in a place where they could just one basket away take the lead. .33 on the clock. You're tuned in here. This is Austin Roop with KSTP, Sandpoint Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in here all across the Aleutians Eastboro and on the web at apradio.org. Final home game of the season here in Sandpoint. We have T-Jax coming up after this against the Sandpoint Eagles. Sandpoint balls to bring across the half court. On for three. Top of the rim. And I'd like to see a little more boxing out on the offense here for Sandpoint on their shots. King Kovas now rebounding them today. There they go with an offensive rebound this time. Good job on the boards for the rookies. Nice feed to the post. Muscling their way for the power-up. Missed. Out of bounds. King Cove will have possession underneath their own basket. 3 minutes to go in the half. Rookies inbound. Back outside for three. Quick fire shot by Mary May. King Cove with the lead. 14-12. Sandpoint needs to run their offense. Summer for three. Top of the rim. Bounce twice. Out to the rookies. And that's kind of been what Sandpoint's been doing there. Three-point shot, rebound to King Cove, and then right back for King Cove to run their offense, and then King Cove's oftentimes being in two or three rebounds on the offense, giving them multiple opportunities. Sandpoint is not getting the same kind of offensive rebounds. Foul on the floor. Sandpoint was working their way into the post. They'll throw in any thrown basket. But Sandpoint, I said it yesterday, has been running some of the best offense of any team I've seen all season. Consistently picking and rolling, working for a shot, cutting into the lanes. Long shot for three, or long pass, sets up a three. Precious Kamananga takes it to 15 for Sandpoint. They're up by one. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Rookies looking to get the lead back. Sandpoint hoping to stop it. Driving the baseline, taking it to the outside of the post. Shot for three by Mary May. It's going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint will have another chance to extend their lead here. 1:45 left to go in the first half. Ariana Wilson with the ball. Cuts in the lane. There's some movement of the ball here. Sandpoint setting up their plays now. And we're seeing things in action, which I'm happy to see. There's the cut to the basket by Ariana. Nice layup attempt. This doesn't go down, but that was a great offensive play. Passing cut. 15-14 still. 1:15 left to go in the half. Sandpoint up by one. Oh, nice stop. Sneaking behind the defense there. That might be Rivera Wilson. I can't really tell. I do apologize. King Cove now with a one-point lead. But that was left behind the defense. Great pass to the post. Good power. Sandpoint with the ball. Shot for three. Nice line, just misses. Rebound goes to the rookies. 40 seconds to go left in the first half. Open in the corner for three. Miss over the top. Wow, saved by Rivera, and it goes to the hands of Mia. King Cove's going to throw in here underneath their own basket with 30 seconds left in the first half. King Cove inbounding. Long two over the rim into the hands of the rookies. Nice steal there by Precious and a jump ball. Sandpoint will have possession with 22 seconds in the first half. 15-16, King Cove with the lead. Wilson, 20 seconds. Brings it past the half court line. Cuts into the lane, cuts right back, gets the shot for three in the corner. Off the top. Nice rebound by the rookies. 5 seconds, they got fire off real quick here. Stolen. Sandpoint gets a last minute jumper off. No good. A great steal. And Sandpoint's going to go into the second half down by one. 16-15. We'll be back in 10 minutes with more basketball here on KSDP and the Sandpoint Sports Network.
Thank you very much, Austin. This is Virgil. We're back to the broadcast headquarters, and we are at halftime. Rookies and the Lady Eagles facing off at the Sandpoint School. Pardon me, if you are here in town on Island, head on down to the school. Admission is free. KSDP is the sponsor for all the home games, and home being Sandpoint and King Cove. So if you're worried about the price of admission, we reserved a seat just for you. And just say, hey, I'm with KSDP. And they'll wave you on through and get you there to your seat for the game. If not, thanks for tuning in. APradio.org, 830 on the AM dial, all FM all over the place. And then they even got video and the play-by-play on Facebook on the Sandpoint Sports Network, Sandpoint School Sports Network. We're going to stick with the 90s. Wishing on a Star, CoverGirls. I'm wishing on a star.
to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on.
KSDP, we're filling the halftime break with a little bit of the 90s. We are minutes away, probably about 5 minutes left, and we'll go back to your live play-by-play coverage of the Lady Eagles and the Rookies of King Cove. In the meantime, listen, Goo Goo Dolls.
but I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved, shared love, and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's ever, ever enough. It's just not enough. No.
Sandpoint, who has converted off of a one-point deficit to start the quarter. Sam King Cove now with the ball. And we're going to get a whistle. Foul against Sandpoint. Second foul of the quarter there for the Lady Eagles. And again, they had 6 fouls in the first quarter alone. They were able to calm things down a bit in the second quarter, but at the cost of possibly some offense. 3-point shot. No good by the rookies. Rebound to Misty, who quickly connects with Anna, and the Eagles will bring it up. Nice feed to the post, but the defense is right there to kick it out. I think that was Sierra Vasili. Good defensive play by the rookies. Oh, inbound to Morgan, who had a wide open shot. The ball instead goes to Ariana. Nice jump ball there by Mia. Grabs the ball, tries to rip it out, and that's possession for King Cove. But yeah. Sandpoint with a 4-point lead. 4:30 left to go in the third quarter. Shot for 3. Just to the right. Misty runs down and just snatches the ball out of the hands of the rookie there. Wow, Euro step into the paint. Misses the layup, but Anna knocks the ball out, and it goes into the hands of the rookies, but that was a good look towards the basket there by Ariana. 3-point shot by Sierra. She holds back, hands it to Mary May. Rebound goes to King Cove. Floater from about 10 feet down. Ball attempted to be saved there from going out of bounds by the rookies. Can't make it happen. Sandpoint with possession. And with 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter, the Eagles are up by 4. Kamenanga with the ball. Pulls up her dribble. Misty. Anna tries to cut to the lane, but good defense there. Takes her outside the post. And as she drives in on the right-hand side, ball gets stripped, goes to the ground. Morgan ties it up. Warning there for the rookie player, who apparently was putting a little bit too much passion on the jump ball. 3:43 left here in the third quarter. Sandpoint with a 4-point lead, inbounding underneath their basket. Morgan takes the ball to the top of the key. Hands off to Morgan, swings to the right-hand wing. Picks up a screen, takes it back to the top of the key. Misty, not taking the shot from outside. She drives in. Oh, turns the corner. Gorgeous layup. Wanted her to take that shot, but instead she swings around the corner and cuts into the lane. Creates the lane for the beautiful layup. 26-20 now. Sandpoint coming alive here in the third quarter with a 6-point lead. Shot for King Cove. Goes to the left. Rebound by Rivera. But a pass gets stolen by Sandpoint. And stolen back again by the rookies. King Cove with the ball. Mary May drives in. Runs in some defense. Sends it back outside. Rano gets the ball back. Pulls her dribble. Morgan puts on some tight defense. King Cove is able to hang on. Mary May gets a pass into the free throw line. Green the key. Yeah. And usually when you have a play lasting that long with very minimal movement outside of the perimeter, like the only moving the ball was really happening outside the 3-point line there, usually the post players will find themselves hanging out too long in the paint. Misty drives up the left hand side this time, runs into traffic outside to Anna, quick fire back of the rim, no good. Rookies will bring it up. Outside three on the corner. Oh, nice hit off the glass. Doesn't quite go down. Rivera Wilson gets a rebound. She sends it back outside. Mary May. And when you pull up your dribble, I'd like to see, Oh, nice strip by Morgan. Rookies hang on. Long three. No good. And that will fly out of bounds. Sandpoint ball. 1:45 left in the third. Eagles still up by 6. Big turnaround for Sandpoint here. And so going to 26, they were at 15. And really, if you think about it, tough layup, missed. picked up rebound by the rookies. Ball now in the hands of King Cove. Tight defense from Sandpoint, but King Cove is able to work their way down to the bottom post. Trouble, though. Double team causing the trap, but Sierra is able to get outside and hand it off to Mary Mabe. Good job by Rosilli holding on to the ball. That was almost stolen. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. King Cove patiently working in towards the... Oh, nice! Good pump fake! And I think that was Rivera. What a pump fake on the bottom post. Gets all sorts of defenders going around her, and she puts it up and in. 4-point lead now for the Lady Eagles with 35 seconds. Morgan outside. Calls for the play in motion. On in the corner. Misty. She drives in. Hands it back off. On for three. Hits the back of the rim. King Cove again with the rebound. Nice drive up the lane. No good. Ball saved by Morgan. She's able to get it to Mia. 5 seconds. Anna's got to move quick. She'll fire it off. Top the rim. And at the buzzer, Sandpoint will go to a 4-point lead off of a 1-point deficit. We'll be back in just 1 minute with fourth and final quarter here on KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. Stay tuned. More basketball coming up. 1 minute.
KSTP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSTP. This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians Eastboro for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians Eastboro. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region.
Ball in the hands of the rookies.
This program is brought to you by...
We make short work of it and get right to the baskets. Nice work down to the lane. Sandpoint's 4-point lead turns into a 2-point lead here as we start things out. Nice turn into the paint. That was, I believe, Misty who turned in there and puts the ball up for, extends the lead to 4 again for the Eagles. King Cove. Ball almost stolen. The rookies hang on to it. Pass in the middle. That time it is stolen. Morgan intercepts the pass. On cuts in. Oh my goodness. Goes to the left and the right and gets the foul on the way to the basket. I'll tell you what. Excellent ball handling skills by Ariana, as always. Going to the left and cutting fast to the right. And that's why you do those dribbling skills in basketball practice where you just cut left and right so you can make the lane happen like that. Anna will miss the first free throw attempt. Score still 28-24 in favor of the Eagles. Shot up and lane violation. That was a missed shot. Lane violation is going to give her one more attempt, though. Another attempt from the line. Again, misses. Anna, a little bit colder from the free throw line than normal. King Cove on the rebound. Defense will collapse and stop the drive up the middle. King Cove sends it back outside. Sandpoint staying out of foul trouble here. Oh, nice strip. Missy gets the ball and hands it off to Ariana. Oh, but a pass to Morgan is almost intercepted. And that second pass to Ariana is intercepted. Nice fast break. Rebound goes to King Cove. Good job by the rookies. Committing on the defense and making the turnaround happen. Shot for two. No good. Ball tipped up and out over in the hands of the rookies. Mary May for a long distance three. Ball's going to go out. It would have been a rebound for the rookies, but it goes right between their hands, hits their feet, and out of bounds. That would have been the third rebound there for the rookies. Sandpoint up by four. An uncomfortable lead here as they are 6 minutes away from the end of the match. Final home game. Rookies would love to win. Morgan, long, hard pass to the far side. Shot is short from the post. Foul. Eagles will throw in underneath their own basket. Hand in the missing. Gets fouled. Put back. Goes to the line for two. Clock's still running. You need to stop that clock. Let's see if they do it. They do. Missy just missed her first attempt. Rolls over the top of the rim. Second attempt from the line. That off the back iron. Oh, ball tipped off the hands of the rookies to Precious, who puts it up. No good. Rebound to Morgan. On it for three. Too hard. Precious gets the rebound, puts it back again. That one also won't go down. And this time, Missy gets it, takes it outside, drives back in, finds Anna cutting to the basket, hands off to her. Good rebounding there by Sam Points. Couldn't quite make the basket happen, though. It's King Cove with the ball now. Nice cut past the defense. Shot goes up by Mary May and foul on the way to the basket. King Cove throws in underneath their own bucket. Oh, soft pass is picked right up by Precious. Good awareness by Precious Kamenanga. Passing to Anna, who was cutting in the post, gets poked out by the rookies. Sandpoint up by four with 5 minutes to go in the game. Rookies with the ball. Shot for three to bring it within one. Good! Sandpoint with a 1 point lead and 4:45 to go in the game. Eagles desperately need a basket here. Ball poked out but picked up by Morgan. Oh, player goes down hard. And we've got an injury there as Morgan was getting the ball. She pretty much a little collision at the ball location. Morgan and the rookie were both going for it at the same time. And she's staying on the ground here. Score is 27-28, Sandpoint up by one. In what's been a very close game this entire way. Sierra takes her time getting up. But she will get up and walk herself off the court. Very valuable player for the rookies there. Not sure if she had the wind knocked out of her, but she's going to take a quick chance to catch her breath. The Eagles will have the ball here. Nice drive to the basket. But a turnover there. Clean deflection. Good offense by, or good defense by the rookies tonight. They are really making Sandpoint work hard and doing a good job. 3-point shot, no good. King Cove with the rebound and put back. This time Anna will get it and hang on to it. 4 minutes of the game, Sandpoint with a 1-point lead. Morgan. Pump fakes and drives. Whistle. Tiana Lewis with the foul there. Does Sierra checking back in? Yeah, Sierra Wilson. I'm guessing she had the wind knocked out of her, and she's feeling better, and she's ready to come back in. She wants to see this win happen for King Coach. Nice inbound to Misty right underneath the basket. She takes off the defense and gives Sandpoint a three-point lead. A little more breathing room, but King Cove's offense is mostly built around three-point shots, so really not safe. There's a three by Mary May, which almost went down. Misty with the rebound. 3:45 left in the game. Sandpoint looking to extend it here to a two-basket game. Morgan drives in. Deflected. Out of bounds. Sandpoint ball underneath their own basket. 3:36 left to go in the game. Sandpoint again up by three. Long pass out. Back into the paint. Misty powers up. Just goes over the basket. 5-point lead for Sandpoint now with 3:30. And I hear a whistle. Yep, Coach Braden Brandle looking to slow the momentum here as Sandpoint has extended it to a two-basket game now. 3:30 left to go. We'll be back in 1 minute here at the end of the timeout on KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to King Cove in just a few minutes here, where the boys are heading off for what may be their last game, home game of the season as well. Ball back in the hands of the rookies, who trail by five. Final 3:20 of the game. Shot up. Hits the front rim. Fight for the board goes to the rookies. 3-point shot left of the rim. Misty will get it this time for the Eagles. Ball poked out. Misty thought about the save, says no, lets it go out of bounds since it was poked out by King Cove, so Sandpoint will throw in. 3 minutes to go in the game. Sandpoint up by five. On to Morgan, who drives in hard to the paint. Big layup by Morgan. And I'll tell you, she makes some big plays. 34-27 in favor of Sandpoint. Oh, nice pass behind the defense to the bottom post where Rivera Wilson will put the ball in for two. Sandpoint with a 5-point lead. 2:30 left to go in the game. Rookies trying to mount a comeback here. Morgan with the ball on the outside perimeter. Pass to the post. Gets picked up. Morgan roped it in. That's a foul against Morgan. Sandpoint needs to burn the clock. When they get the ball again, it would be my advice that they do their pass game, which they do very well, and try to burn down some time. Because every time King Cove gets a... Oh, man, missed pass there by King Cove. King Cove, they just sink two threes. They're in the lead here. And they can easily sink two threes. Anna, there she goes, slows down the pace. Pass to Morgan, under two in the game here. Eagles holding the ball. Misty needs help. She has no dribble. Morgan, back to Misty. Hands off to Anna. Nice screen. Defense gets back on the assignment. Sandpoint is doing a great job of keeping the pressure off as best they can to burn down the clock. 90 seconds left in the game. We'll go ahead and zoom out here so you can see the clock. Sandpoint near the half court line. Anna's going to drive in. Puts up a shot. Sandpoint gets the rebound. 1:10. Nice moves by Anna, who drives in, passes to Morgan. She'll work her way on the baseline, powers up for a foul. 1:04 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint up by 5 with Morgan Gunnarsson going to the line. Morgan misses her first attempt. Rivera is going to sit down, and another player will sit down. I don't know if we're going to have... Kind of surprised. Rivera's been a big playmaker here for the rookies. Morgan will hit her second attempt. 1:04 left to go in the game. Eagles now up by 6. 2-3 points will only save her. There's a 3-point shot. Just misses. King Cove will get another look. Mary May hands off into the paint. Miami King. One second left in the game. Sandpoint with the ball. They're going to try to take their time here and really burn down the clock. They did a good job last possession doing just that. We'll see if they can do it again. Morgan's cutting in. Back outside. There we go. Okay, good. Good job getting the defensive collapse and sending it back outside. Misty to on. Driving in, 30 seconds left. Just fouling the way to the basket. First attempt is good. Ariana at the line for her second. No, that was a miss. Sorry. Miss on the second attempt. Kinko gets a rebound. 22 seconds left to do something with it. Open for 3. Just misses. Sandpoint gets a rebound and 13 seconds left. I think this is just about enough time to say Sandpoint is going to walk away with the win. Close game. King Cove was nibbling for the win the entire time. There's the buzzer. Sandpoint will win their final game of the season here at home. 35-29. Sandpoint, again, 35-29. And with the final home game here in Sandpoint, this is Austin Roof signing off for the Sandpoint Sports Network and, of course, KSDP. Stay tuned. We got the boys coming up right now.